This is Vince Carter, a North Carolina Tar Heel for life. You listen to the Sports Sound Off with JT. You don't know about it, learn about it.
Covering it all, from the players who play the games to the stories that surround them, you're listening to JT Sounding Off on ESPN Radio 730 Charlotte and the ESPN Radio app. Sports Sound Off Show, JT signing off, ESPN 730. All right. Guilty pleasure. We all have the guilty pleasures, don't we, KB?
Oh, yeah.
You got a guilty pleasure out there, my friend?
A bunch.
Give me something. Is it like a TV show? An artist?
Most of mine deal
with... Is there a sport out there?
Most of mine deal with food.
Yeah, because if I was picking a sport, the one sport for me would be curling. That's my guilty pleasure. Every time the Olympics rolls around, I'm like... Die hard curling. Give me curling. That's all I need is curling.
Kidding me?
But my other guilty pleasure is Taylor Swift. I'm hooked on this new album. Look, the entire album isn't like fantastic. However, there's like six tracks that I can't stop playing. Yeah, I'll be on the way to work just playing just cranking it up. I can't get enough of it. So she's playing at the AMAs tonight, and I'm pumped up. Intrigued to see Taylor Swift play. I know. I just might have lost like half my listenership. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong about that. But that's my guilty pleasure. Taylor Swift, it's official. Her new album has the largest sales in a week since 2002. Largest sales in a week since 2002, according to Billboard. 1989 sold almost 1.3 million copies in its debut week. Tell me that doesn't get a bang bang. So apparently I'm not the only person who has a guilty pleasure of Taylor Swift. Apparently. I'm not the only person.
I need her on my fantasy team.
Swift is the only artist to have 3 weeks in which an album sold a million copies. It also makes Taylor Swift the only single artist to go platinum in 2014. The only one. That's hard to believe. But yes, the only one this year to go platinum, Taylor Swift. So that's my guilty pleasure, admitting that here on the Sports Sound Off Show. Had to get that in there. One game that I did not get in my six-pack picks, I don't know who's going to show up. I don't know if the same old Giants are going to show up or the Cowboys that we know can be the Cowboys, the real Dallas Cowboys are going to show up. Yeah, not the team that's been relatively impressive the first, 10 weeks of the season, but no, more so the team that's been playing football the past 2 or 3 weeks of the season, that team. I don't know which team's going to show up. So, KB, help me out with this, man. Giants, Cowboys, what's going on?
It's a tough one to call, but I'll tell you this. I don't know if you've seen Odell Beckham Jr.'s touchdown dance. I have no idea what it is, but I love it. I absolutely love it, and you'll see it tonight. He's going to have a big game, and I hope my Giants can hang on.
All right, stop. Stop. Now you're telling me one thing, that he's going to have a big game, he's going to do touchdown dances, and then you're telling me an entirely different thing, that you hope they're going to win. You hope. No, my friend, what you hope is that Eli Manning stops throwing interceptions. Because that is not trendy.
Yes.
That's not cool.
Eli.
It might be a guilty pleasure of his, but it's not cool. All right, MAA Milk Cartons. I got to squeeze a couple in here. It's where I give a little shout out to those missing in action, put them on the back of the milk carton. This one goes to South Carolina tight end Drew Owens. Senior day yesterday, South Carolina tight end Drew Owens didn't make roll call. What do I mean? He didn't make the bus trip. He didn't even make the game. Well, what happened? He overslept. Who oversleeps playing football? That's impossible. No, apparently it's not. Drew Owens found a way to do it. Yeah, he missed senior day for the South Carolina Gamecocks. All right, I've got one more story out there for the MIA milk cart, and that goes to... I feel for these guys because they're in the business that I'm in, Sports Talk Radio. So I'm putting their radio station on the back of the MIA milk carton. as we get the story pulled up here inside the ESPN 730 studio. JT signing off, sports sound off show. So you had a couple of guys who would do a sports talk show in Chicago. They found out the hard way, the unusual way, if you will, that they were going to be fired. Here's what's unusual about it. They were doing a live show, KB, and they found out via Twitter that the radio station was going to be shutting down. Thus, there would be no more sports talk show for these two gentlemen, Ben Finfer and Alex Quigley, WGWG, FM, Quigs and Finfer, 87.7, The Game, learned mid-show that the Tribune Media was getting rid of the station. That's rough. That's rough. Got to put him on the back of the milk carton. You guys got somebody you want to throw back there? Missing in action milk carton. Tweet me at JT Sounds Off. Bang, bang of the week. I've got it. Oh, it's a good one.
You ready, JT?
Bang, bang. Bang, bang. Bang, bang.
All right, before I get to the bang bang of the week, Jeff Bennett tweeting the show, Taylor Swift, hashtag sad day. What are you going to do, KB? You can't make them all happy, right?
She just texted you?
No, that was a listener. Yeah, yeah, there you go. I'll send her a message. Look, I said guilty pleasure, okay? Bang bang of the week goes to Lionel Messi as he surpasses Zara to become the La Liga all-time goal scorer. 252 goals in La Liga. Becoming the all-time goal scorer will get you a bang bang. So I say bang bang to Lionel Messi. Great program, guys. Have a bang bang week out there. Happy Thanksgiving. Hope you guys enjoy it with your friends and family. KB, thanks for hanging out, my man. Good job.
Thanks for not putting Ole Miss on the milk carton.
You got it. You guys have a great week. We'll be back here next Sunday to sound off. JT signing off. Yes, sis!
Woo!
The Sports Sound Off Show with JT. Your team, your voice, your show. Sound off.